In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, and beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter, in death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the Lord, the ruler, has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. Behold, the Lord, the ruler, has come, and the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand. Thank you. Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who does govern all things in heaven and earth, mercifully hear the supplications of thy people and grant us thy peace all the days of our life, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from Joshua chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan. He and all the people of Israel enlarged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, and they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan, with the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priest bearing the ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down toward the sea of Arabath, the salt sea, were completely cut off, and the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel were passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Here ends our Old Testament lesson. The epistle lesson for this Sunday of the baptism of our Lord is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Here ends our epistle lesson. Now may we stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Here is the gospel of our Lord. Now we make a true confession of our Christian faith found in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost, and was made man, and was crucified also for us. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He shall come again with glory to his living, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for remission of sin. I look for the resurrection of Now, grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with each and every heart gathered together here again on this another blessed Lord's Day. Today, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And the theme for this, our message this morning, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew's, the 13th chapter, Christ's baptism is yours. Christ's baptism is yours. He carries your guilt, your shame is his stature. And we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, I am the one that needs to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me? In reply, Jesus said to him, let it be so now, for this is the way that it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he let him. After being baptized, Jesus right away went up from the waters, and behold, the heavens was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice from heaven saying, this is my Son, the beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Dear friends in Christ and fellow saints, washed clean in the blood of our risen Savior, he carries your guilt. Why was Jesus baptized? It may have, and I'm glad someone asked that question, it may have been another sunny day along the banks of the Jordan, another day of crowds coming and going to hear the voice calling in the wilderness, dressed in coarse camel's hair with only a leather belt. Another day of John baptizing with water in the river and people confessed their sins, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Just another day until Jesus came. Why would Jesus come to be baptized? That puzzled John. In fact, he tried to talk Jesus out of it. I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? John knew his own sin. He needed the Messiah to bring him forgiveness. Why then did Jesus come to be baptized? What sins did he have that needed to be washed away? No doubt you remember from Sunday school that Jesus was the sinless and holy one. 1 Peter 1:1 describes Jesus as a lamb without blemish or defect. All his thoughts, words, and actions were pure all the time. Perfectly in line with God's law, perfectly righteous. Even unbelievers would often talk about how good Jesus was. But now, dear friends here at Redeemer, you're ready for the secret truth? Even as the world praises the goodness of Jesus, they are blind to this truth. It's so secret. And I don't mean to gossip here, but let me tell you what Jesus was really guilty of. He was guilty of disobeying his parents and talking back. He was guilty of losing his temper and lashing out with his words. He was guilty of loving money, envying what others had, trusting health and wealth for happiness. Oh, he was guilty of indecent thoughts, mean-spirited words, loveless actions. He was guilty of neglecting God's word and misusing God's name. He was guilty of laziness in prayer and slowness to speak God's truth. He was guilty of dishonoring God, not holding him in the highest reverence and regard. Does that list sound familiar? It should, because it's your sins and mine's that I've listed here. That's what Jesus was guilty of, the sins that you and I have committed. And I don't mean that he did the same sins we do. He didn't. He himself never sinned, but all our sins were charged against him. And not only ours, Jesus was guilty of eating the forbidden fruit, of naked drunkenness, of adultery with Uriah's wife, of betraying the Son of God. Yes, the sins of Adam, Noah, David, and Judas. He was guilty of genocide and mass murder. The sins of Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, and the worst criminals and tyrants. Every sin was charged against Jesus. That's why Jesus came to be baptized, to wash away all the sins of the world, yours and mine included. Yes, what you've learned in Sunday school is correct. Jesus is holy. He did not sin, not even once. He was not a sinner, but he was guilty of all the sins of the world, for they were all charged against him. That's what the prophets declared. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. That's what the apostle preached. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. That, dear friends, is what we believe, because God has revealed this secret through his word and the Holy Spirit, and has convinced your heart it is truth. All your sins was charged against Jesus. He carried your guilt to wash it all away. And why does baptism benefit you? What a tragedy that so many don't believe. Many who have been baptized in maybe this very building have turned away from Jesus. They still know about him and often claim to have faith, but what they retain is empty facts. For faith trusts Jesus and serves him, gladly hearing and learning his word. Without faith, sin damns to hell whether you've been baptized or not. How dreadful such a death. But look, dear friends, Jesus at the Jordan. See him baptized with water. His baptism is yours, for he has stepped to your side. He has come to take your place, for he is the Christ, the Anointed One, come to carry the sins of the world, including all your sins. Believe that your sins were charged against him. He carried your guilt, so his baptism is yours. In his baptism, you have been washed clean. His baptism is yours, for you too have been baptized. Just as the water was put on Jesus, so also have the water been placed on you. As you contemplate your baptism, faith see the water stained red with Jesus' blood. Only his blood poured out for you from his wounds on the cross. Only his blood gives baptism its cleansing power. The blood of Jesus. God purifies us from all sin. Only the lifeblood of God, the Son, came to wash us clean. Jesus' baptism publicly shows God's Son taking our place all the way to the cross, suffering our God-forsaken hell, and he hung there, dying our death. So see the water of baptism dyed red in his blood, the cleansing flood that washes you clean and rescues you from death. Christ's baptism is yours. He carried your guilt. You share in his statues. What happened at Jesus' baptism also happened at yours. Christ's baptism is yours. And now, what did you see and hear happening at Jesus' baptism? Heaven opened. The Holy Spirit comes down, making himself visible in the form of a dove, and the Father speaks for you to hear. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Christ's baptism is yours. Since those things happen at his baptism, they happen at yours. But not in that outward, physical, visible, audible way. But that does not make it any less real or true. At Jesus' baptism, God sent those signs for physical eyes and ears to see and hear, so that in your baptism, the eyes and ears of faith would know they are happening just as surely. Yes, dear friends, since Jesus' baptism is yours, when you were baptized, the Holy Spirit came into your heart. No one could have videotaped it, but God works this marvelous miracle not as a spectacle for people to gape at, but as a promise of faith to grasp. The Holy Spirit came down into your hearts through the water and words of baptism and gave you new birth. Yes. You who were born dead in sins from the sinful flesh of your parents, handed down from Adam, you were born again of water and of the Spirit, for you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to those who say you need a different baptism to really get the Holy Spirit. They have twisted the truth. Simply see what happened when Jesus was baptized with water. There the Holy Spirit came down. So also he came down upon you when you were baptized with water, just as Jesus was. For Christ's baptism is yours. And just as the Father spoke from heaven at Jesus' baptism, so also your faith heard him say at yours, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." For in baptism, whether male or female, you were reborn or born again as a son of God with all the rights and privileges of sonship. You became an heir of heaven. With heaven open for you, the Father love pours over you as he cares for you day in and day out. He even declares, "With you, I am well pleased." Why is the Father well pleased with you, and how does that change the way you live? But how can that be? Didn't we begin life corrupt by sin? We inherited from Adam, empty of all good? Aren't you and I still sinners even after our baptism? Don't we daily sin much and deserve nothing but punishment? Or are we lying each time we come here for Sunday morning to confess our sins? No, we're not lying. We are sinners and have earned death and hell. But dear friends, just as Jesus carried your guilt, so also through baptism you share in his stature. For Christ's baptism is yours. At your baptism, the Father declared, "You are my son or daughter whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." And of course, Jesus is uniquely the Son of God, of one essence with the Father. He is the only begotten. He is the Son from all of eternity. We don't become divine through baptism, but he does share, we do share in his stature, his statues of righteousness that stands before God. That's why he, the eternal Son, also became flesh as the God-man was baptized in the Jordan. So in his baptism, so that his baptism is yours. So when the Father looks at you who continue in your baptism of faith, the righteousness of Jesus is what he sees. That's why your faith still hears him saying, "I am well pleased with you." That doesn't mean that he is in any way, does he like our sin, but you've been washed clean in the blood of Jesus. You share in his righteous statutes in God's sight. And now when our faith, when our heart of faith hears the words from the Father, it's only the old self lingering in us that wants to use it as an excuse to indulge our sinful desires or put off growing in faith. But your new heart, generated by the Holy Spirit, rejoices in that good news, daily cherishing this precious message God, Word, and Sacraments brings. What a reason for us to say no to sin and live to God. He calls you his own dear child. He makes you an heir of everlasting life. Death has been drowned in the waters of baptism. Heaven opened. The Holy Spirit poured out on you. So what if following Jesus brings earthly pain or loss? You are God's children and heirs. What earthly treasure wouldn't be ready to, would we be ready to sacrifice, since our Father love will not fail to take care of us, his dearly beloved? And what hope we have even in the darkest, lowliest times? For the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are with you. You've been baptized into his name, for Christ's baptism is yours. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Take on thy holy name.
At this time, we will have our announcements. The announcement for today. And then we will continue with our prayer for the church, the prayer of the church.